This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, 25 October 2013, and I'm only about halfway through this article, so let me go to the phones and clear out what your thoughts are on what I just said last hour. Fred in Georgia.
How are you doing, John?
I don't know.
Hey, what was the station that just got added?
In Columbus, Ohio, WAIS 770 AM.
Well, I hope they have a lot of fun with the show because it is a great station.
It is?
No, you are a great network.
Oh.
Your network is a great network. Yeah,
well, let's see if we can improve their station.
Well, in reference to what you were saying before, you know, what disgusts me the most about any of these organizations, the ADL, the NAACP, the ACLU, you could probably pick any generic group and pull out the organization and say the same thing about them. You know, what they're founded on, their claims of what they're going to do, are 180 degrees away from what they actually do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not only did, I mean, the only purpose they serve is to divide people. And they generally end up hurting the very people they claim to represent.
No, their ultimate goal is to demonize in people's minds to the point where they speak the truth. All they have to do is point and go, there's one of them. There's another one of them. There's one of them. Get that guy.
Yeah, and it really distracts people from the pain that we're all feeling, which is the massive, crushing regulatory and federal burdens on all of us. Tax burdens, overspending, everything else. You know, it's just arguing about...
Or more importantly, to protect homosexuals, to protect people that are doing the skullduggery that really are the socialists and communists that have been operating inside this government, out of the state part, the department for God knows how many years, for pointing out the things that are taking place, the sea change that's happening in policy regarding anything. I don't care if it's a local school district or national, it doesn't matter. They're there to protect and defend all the bull crap that's going on. They're a lot deeper than that, Fred.
and they're there to politically assassinate anybody that speaks out about a real issue, whatever it be.
Well, and, you know, I've successfully backed off two organizations, Southern Poverty Law and the ADL, and I keep telling people to trust me. I know what I'm doing, yet half the people that listen to this program go, oh, you know, Stepmo's all right, but I don't, No, y'all ain't listening.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that.
Well, thanks.
That's what I want to say, but I will depart with some really good news. Our state legislature in Georgia has got a pending bill that wants to tell the feds that, hey, a lot of stuff you're doing isn't really legal. So,
well, and good luck with that one. Until such time that they actually have the state legislature standing up and telling them in one unified voice, bug off.
Yeah, well, you know, what you're doing and what the federal government is doing to everybody, I mean, this Obamacare is a great case in point. The tide is on our side eventually.
Yes.
Even the people who had never stood up before are going to get pissed off enough to go, you know, maybe this is right.
Well, but also, Fred, it also invites, and hang on, holy mackerel, what's the next big false flag, attention-getting distraction are we going to have?
You're so right about that. But anyways, I would just say to you and anybody that's listening, you go to your state legislator sites, you know, whatever state legislator, Google state legislature in your state, just go look at what they've got pending in the bill. It's not that hard. It's just a Google search kind of thing. And
well, and, you know, and I hope, Fred, that I get big enough that I can start talking to people, get them, I know this is a bad word, politically motivated to go after their own state legislature to start putting up the safeguards for their people in their respective states.
Well, because, that's what's going to have to happen because nobody else is going to protect us.
Well, and you're damn right. And for all you people out there that have thought about doing it but found it a convenient excuse not to, when people are being shot down in the streets, just think of this. Maybe if I would have, maybe this wouldn't be happening now.
You think there might be room on your show for occasionally having somebody's brand guys on to explain what they're doing and maybe build up some support?
Who guy?
These brave legislators that are, you know.
Sure.
You know, that are
I'll hold them up as being a fine example of at least you got this one right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, well, congratulations on the new radio.
All right. It's no great shakes, Fred. We need 1,000 of them. We needed them last year to make a difference for tomorrow. But thank you for the sentiment.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I keep telling people this, and you know I've heard it all. Now, I'm not going to get all owly on you today. I'm in too damn good of a mood for that. Why? I don't know. It's just one of those days, I guess, that I can't do anything about anything today. So I'm just going to put it on automatic and cruise for the rest of the day. Because I take this stuff personally, man. You know, I'm not paid any of my home bills this month, and what the hell date is this? The 25th of October. I owe some damn lawyer $25,000, and now he's getting owly. So I'm going to take over your network. And I'm going, really? Really? Okay. Can I still be on my old network if you take it over? So I've decided just to, I don't know. And this is not a drug or alcohol-induced attitude today. It's just one that I'm putting this on cruise today because if I think about it too much, I'm really going to be pissed off. A listener says the station in Columbus is out of Nelsonville, Ohio, yes, and very close to numerous colleges and universities. Don't say that we're going to go in there and pollute those young minds. You don't say. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how has God blessed you lately? Sounds like you're getting one of those, the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he's been loving the snot out of me, and I guess you're in that kind of predicament where, yeah, I can relate, right?
I don't know. I don't know if that's it or just somebody slipped something in my coffee.
Well, whatever. I was wondering, your name, Stadtmiller, if I understand my German right, I worked at a German company for a year. I learned a lot of technical nouns and such, but Stadt means city.
Yep.
You're a city grinder.
Well, I don't know. That reminds me of bump and grind, and no, I don't have anything to do with that. I'm a city miller or a grain miller.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was wondering if you're familiar with German, because one thing I've been interested in, there's a GOP county meeting tomorrow, and I'm going to see how well a whole different paradigm is going to. Some people will listen to it and go, that's interesting. And some people will go, how dare you say that us conservatives, like, okay, you want me to stand by?
Well, I just out of curiosity, Mark, because I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. So I'm going to have to find out on the other side of this break.
Standing by, sir.
It keeps me hanging on.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Mark, go ahead.
All right. What I was wondering, I don't know how well-versed you are in German, but one thing I was intrigued with doing is getting the original German language where Hitler said how well it is for politicians or rulers that men do not think, and then having it on one side of a sheet of paper, maybe in a Gothic font, and on the other side, here's the translation, how well it is for these politicians that people are not thinking, gee, are they lying to us? because it is a known fact that politicians will only lie on a day of the week that ends in the letter Y, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? You're probably going to be as successful with that one as trying to explain that we went after the wrong people in World War II.
I wonder who's going to be receptive to the idea that had Smedley Butler backed Prescott Bush and others, we would have sided with Germany instead of Britain during World War II.
Well, and that would have...
Their mindset is like, what? And I'm not... I generally don't think that's going to go over, so I'm like,
yeah,
I pick my battles like anybody, you know?
Well, and then this one, you're probably better off with leaving the whole Adolf thing out of the mix to begin with.
Well, I just thought I'd expose to them that basically their lack of examining what the politicians are saying to them, because the thing I'm trying to get at is I know what they're telling you and selling you, and not necessarily in all the minutia details, but the difference is I know what they're actively avoiding telling you, which makes everything they want you to buy into fall apart.
Yeah.
Like the idea that we have a republic because we vote, you can choose between this carpetbagger and that carpetbagger, and I'm like,
no,
well,
that's a democracy.
According to that definition,
no, Mark, that's a democracy.
Well,
no, seriously,
the thing
I mean,
their mindset.
Look,
sorry.
If you're going to start talking to politicians, come on high at them where it's irrefutable. And,
yeah.
And what I mean by that is when we used to have common law, when we used to have statesmen, where we actually had people that considered and then worked to pass laws governing people, that it was based on the Constitution. I would try
right.
that tact before I'd start throwing old Adolf around.
Well, I just thought, you know, I'm just wondering what, there are those people that are, my parents are dear, sweet, honorable people in their own lives.
Yeah.
They're also flaming neoliberals.
Yeah.
And the question I pose to them, and I'm really prayerfully thinking, how do I get this through to them? Why are these people doing the same kind of thing they are, just in the opposite direction, when you kind of give license
Mark,
to
Mark,
your
let,
own.
Mark,
right?
let me slow your roll here a little bit.
All right.
You don't sound like a dumb man. Your parents, are they still alive?
Oh, yeah, they're both still alive, both married, and two
okay,
weeks
okay, that was it. I wanted a short answer to that question.
Yeah, okay, yes, they're still alive.
Okay. Why is it that you can't have a discussion and have your parents see your point of view, or at least your logic stream? Why?
Their mindset.
Well, then you're screwed. If you think you can't sit down and have a conversation with your parents, and then you think you're going to go to a council and be able to communicate with them, yeah.
There are those that are going to be as entrenched as my parents, and I don't target them. They're like people.
Let me ask you
like
a question, Mark. Do you think I would have any better chance of speaking to your parents if we were in a, say, a dinner setting, you know, where it's nice and relaxed and nobody's hurried?
Yeah.
And Do you think I'd be better at trying to convince them of what you're trying to convince them of?
I hear you, and I recognize.
Yes or no? That was a yes or no question.
No one. But that my point is not to try to persuade people who have basically drunk the cyanide of the Kool-Aid, because left and right to me is like, do you prefer the grape flavored Kool-Aid or the cherry flavored Kool-Aid?
Mark.
There are those that can be reached.
Pull it down. Mark, you're more interested in talking than you are listening. And we're going to end this right here, and I'm going to go to John in Chicago. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I'm here to be an encouragement, sir. You are firing on all cylinders today, so I had to
I just thought I was a mean SOB to Mark.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
Well, no, you said talk about the first hour, so Did you see what Alan Grayson did with the Tea Party KKK thing? Alan Grayson, the guy from Florida. Who,
Alan Grayson.
You know, he got popular because he grilled Ben Bernanke one time.
Okay, all right. So we're talking about one of our vaunted politicians, the Congress critter, and when was this?
Well, what he did, it's just this week, so anybody can just Google Alan Grayson, Tea Party, KKK. It was in the Weekly Standard.
Okay.
He put an image in his newsletter of a burning cross and KKK guys in robes,
uh-huh.
And he spelled out Tea Party using that cross as the Tea Party.
Well, bless his little creative heart.
Yeah, no, exactly. But my point is, I mean, you know, if he's going to do that, he hasn't seen anything yet. 2 weeks ago, American Free Press, they did their roundtable show, and they did a whole hour on that group Golden Dawn out in Greece, who are labeled as neo-Nazi anti-Semitic group. You know, the Greek parliament just froze the funding, the same Greek parliament that's been told to put a pro-Holocaust law on the book by the first of the year, or they don't get any more EU bailout money. And in light of that, you know, the group seems serious. So I bought a website. I bought goldendawnusa.org. And I didn't know what I was going to do with it or when I was going to do something with it, but this morning RT had on the news, they had the security footage of the Dallas police executing that defenseless mentally ill person. I mean, people are being shot down in the street now.
Yes, they are.
And RT is playing that footage, and it's sickening to watch. So I put the website up today, and I made a YouTube video. I took a real good version of America the Beautiful, and I just put a message in there going, how much are we going to take, which is the question you just asked 3 minutes ago. How much are we going to take? Because the Tea Party has failed because it was hijacked.
Yes.
The Republicans won't stop spending money.
Yes.
But honestly, if we're serious, and I mean, I know you're a firm believer of working within the system, there's going to have to be a political party like a Golden Dawn that's going to have to get seats and just say no.
Mark, Golden Dawn, a third party? What?
I'm not starting a party. What I'm saying is those people have the same message that we have, which is that they're about borders, language, and culture. They're about the bankrupted middle class. They're about the depleted pensions.
Okay, but John, I'm sorry, I called you Mark. you're talking about a third political party?
I'm just talking about...
Are you talking about a third political party? I don't. What is it today with people? I'm asking a question.
It would be a second political party if it turns into that. If we were to get the support, but like
Wait a minute. What do you mean second party? You're going to throw the Democrats and the Republicans all in one bin?
We know they are one party, two-headed monster. We know that.
Yeah. Well, and John. Okay. All right. Let me slow your roll here. Working within the system, that's kind of confusing now, isn't it? No, I just don't want to see a bunch of my fellow Americans turned into human confetti. I think this can be done. We can have a bloodless coup, okay? And I mean coup with overthrowing the present government that overthrew our government. In other words, a restoration project to get the Constitutional Republic back on track. And we ain't going to do that with a third party. Come on, man.
No, I'm not saying it like that. We know we can't work within the Republican Party. We have to know that by now. I mean,
Wait a minute. Slow down again. John, for God's sakes, have you heard anything I've had to say on this program? But think about that while we take this break. You hold on, and don't you dare go no place, or I'm going to send Guido over to your house. Hold on.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, I've come to the conclusion that people have me messed up with somebody else. And on my take on politics, John, seriously, a third party? Do you think we have that kind of time to waste?
No, you just said to Mark, you know what, hit them high. So, okay, no third party. The bottom line is we're always going to be painted as extremists by who's ever done in the mass media if we support shutting off the spigot. It wouldn't matter if we're talking about shutting off welfare or we're saying, you know,
and would it surprise you, John? I don't care about them. That's because we do what we do. What we need is more people to listen to what we are doing and to unplug themselves from the mainstream I've got an agenda media.
Well, what I want is I want people in this movement to really take a rigid stand and stop giving ground. Instead of the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party, why not a Golden Dawn wing of conservatism?
Dawn. I already don't like the name Golden Dawn.
Well, the Tea Party originally was taxed enough already, right? Wasn't that what it was? Now they're the KKK?
No, I was referring to present day. The Tea Party was the Ron Paul movement. until they hijacked it and tried to make it a Republican sort of thing.
Right, but the people that did come out that weren't even Ron Paul people, they were saying taxed enough already. That was their message.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
So it was Second Amendment, Tenth Amendment, public servants following their law, the old First Amendment. That's what you think it was?
Okay, look.
Well, hold on. I mean, they flushed us out, is what they did. By Ron Paul running for office, all of our...
I'm still trying to figure out who you are. I'm still trying to find out who I'm speaking to.
People are backing off, John. Your network. Perhaps you're not successful because people have thrown in the towel and they quit.
I don't understand why they're quitting
because now that the debt ceiling's been raised to infinity.
Who are you referring to? What people are you referring to?
The people that aren't doing anything now that we raise. I mean,
no, these are the deadbeats that wouldn't do anything for themselves, let alone their damn country.
What are we doing for 2014? I don't see any candidates being plugged on the Daily Poll, which is the big Ron Paul. I don't see candidates anywhere. All I hear.
That's because the political process.
We got to use that process, is what I'm saying.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you.
Okay.
Yeah, you think this is funny?
The Golden Dawn people got 16 seats in the Greek Parliament. If they were that radical and that
that's where that came from.
How did they get elected? Oh,
okay.
They got elected by middle.
John, you could have told me where the Golden Dawn thing came from 10 minutes ago. Okay.
No, but they got elected because the middle class Greek people were losing their pensions and the austerity stuff, and those people got seats in office. How are we going to get seats in office without using the process? Why are we bending over to get in the Republican?
Let me ask you a question, John. I'm sorry, I'm not going to carry this fiasco on too much longer. But do you think? Now, just hold. Give me a second here. Do you think these 16 people that they elected over there in Greece is going to change anything in Greece? It's not going to change a damn thing.
There's no reason to shut off their funding. There's no reason to have the worldwide mass media lambaste these people as neo-Nazis and anti-Semites if they weren't having an impact, right?
Didn't have any impact on me. I didn't even know who the hell these people were.
Well, that's why you're going to have to watch what's going on. What are we doing? What's our game plan? That's what I'm saying. Your game plan is to get on more conservative radio shows to show people they don't have to sit there and listen to Mark Levin and Hannity and all these losers who keep feeding up to John Boehner.
Right? Yeah, well, no, I would like them to listen, but what I'm really after is to educate people. And I don't care if they want to listen to Mark Levin. I don't care if they listen to Sean Hannity or Mark Glenn. I had somebody tell me today that Mark Glenn has seen the light. I don't think so. I really don't think so.
But after they listen, they have to get active, correct?
Listen to whom?
After they listen to you. After they get
they can sit on their ass like they have been this whole time.
Well,
it's their choice.
You want to be in that jury box, buddy? These people better get off their butt and start prosecuting these criminals.
All right, John. When I have more time to waste, I'll talk to you longer. But this is now ended.
Okay.
Thank you for your call, Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey, brother. You hit the nail on the head there, man. And I'm going to tell that guy John in Chicago and Mark in Georgia, do what I'm doing. Pretend that you're running for office next year, whether or not you will. Just pretend. And knock on doors. Tell them about John Stadtmiller, republicbroadcasting.org. I've got your call-in number memorized, you know, the listen line.
Yeah.
And since I've been hearing Mike Rivero, since I've been hearing Lock and Load, and, of course, Bob Tuscan, and now Clint Richardson, and, of course, originally you, I mean, the solutions are there. In fact, one of the guests that was interviewed by Mike and Bob, this guy, Brandon Turpeville, who posts his amazing intel due diligence at activistpost.com, Brandon Turpeville. Well, astonishing. So, I have relatives that I cannot communicate face-to-face, but I can go over with my itty-bitty Motorola flip phone and say, listen to this, please. Just give me 10 minutes. 15,
and they, and
20,
they listen?
Whatever.
And they listen? They won't listen to you.
Because they won't listen to me because what am I? I'm a nobody, man.
but I'm a Greek bearing a gift here.
Yeah. And then, of course, USS Liberty, Phil Turney. I mean, he's got some pretty amazing credentials. I don't have amazing credentials.
See, you know, and Fred, let me stop you here for a second. What Mark is not understanding, what John in Chicago is not understanding, is that we are here to educate people. We have got to build an educated base of people, because at the point in time where it reaches this nexus, I've kind of described it in the past as being the atomic bomb. Once you put enough pressure on the middle, the damn thing explodes, and there ain't nothing in this universe to stop it.
Amen, brother.
And this is why whatever we do through the state legislature, I don't know where the hell these people are coming from. I don't know if they're shills or they're just stupid.
You know what, brother?
Now, hold on a second, because I'm on a roll.
Okay, please.
All right. We are trying to educate people as to what is actually going on, what has transpired in the past, how that has morphed into this step that turned into that step. We name the dates, the times, the criminals. We name everything. This is only for an educated base, okay? We take this educated base of people that are not going to take no for an answer and not fall for the political tricks of the past, and we're going to start banging on the state legislature's door. I'm here. Can you hear me now? Now, these people at this point in time are going to do one of two things. They're either going to listen to you or they're going to call Homeland Security. We are not going to be able to do anything in this country unless we have an educated base of people. First and foremost, this is why I dumped the militia thing back in the 90s. Because it dawned on me that the only thing the FBI has to do is suit up, call you out, you did this, you did that, and bam, 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 bam. And hit the 6 o'clock news, and then these anti-government militia people. I've been there and I've done all this crap. You know, if people are not willing to listen to me and they want to call into this program with this kind of crap, you're wasting your time. You are wasting my time. Here again, we're dead serious about this. I'm so serious about this because I figured out this much. I have nothing left to lose. This network can be gone. My home could be gone. My wife could be gone. My everything could be gone. I know it already is. Well, maybe not the wife part. But when the foo-foo hits that air oscillating moving device, all of this stuff is going to walk anyhow. What am I going to be left with? The people standing there looking at me that did it to me. And I am going to be powerless to do anything against them. And they will have their way. I am serious about what I do. And I'm telling you people that call into this show, either be serious or don't call in. Now, if that means I don't get another call, I get one call in the next week, that's fine. I'm going to know at least the person I'm talking to gets it. Get me out of here.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
And I was having such a good day. Tell you what I'm going to do. Paul Drockton is running a rerun. Is that correct, Mr. Producer, next hour? I think, in order to get this stuff out that I was reading, that I was only halfway through and wasn't able to finish because I got a sneaking suspicion some ADL participants have been calling into the show to eat up the time. At any rate, Fred... You still there? Fred's gone? Okay, let me go to Ralph in California. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, John.
How yes, sir.
You got some Cracker Jacks are calling in, I guess, apparently.
Well, they I don't know, they're either new or naive or they're not getting it or something. I don't know.
I agree. Education is the key. One of the things I know, because Mike now went to Rivero on Coast to Coast, so that's going to bring more people to your station.
Well, I don't know. I didn't. Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I recorded it too. If you want a file, I can send it to you. But
if you would, did Mike Rivero, was he able to say that he was on Republic Broadcasting?
Oh yeah.
Oh cool.
Oh no, he's going to be a regular. They're going to bring him back on. He had such a good positive response.
Do you know the funny thing about that is they will not let me on that radio show.
Well, you know, you're a terrorist. You're extreme terrorist. You know this.
Well, I mean, what's Mike Rivera?
God-fearing. Well, I don't know. He's Hawaiian, I guess. I don't know. But we're not Hawaiian. Is this why? Harmless? I don't know. But maybe it's he looks more harmless than you. I don't know. But anyways, he's brought it up, so it's going to bring more traffic in your way. And people, I do know, want to know the truth. You know, they want to hear something that's more meat and concrete.
Well, Ralph, they do. Some people listen to this network, and they can't believe it, and they're listening hour after hour after. I had one lady, I kid you not, years ago, that was listening to this network, and she was so dumbfounded, she called in to work sick because she wanted to continue listening. And I was like, you know, lady, we're not going to, you know, this is not the last, you know, we'll be here tomorrow and the day after, hopefully. But no, she didn't even want to go to work. She just listened all day long.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I can because I'm an installer and I got you on my smartphone. So I'm blessed.
Well.
But I got a quick question. You brought up Lyndon LaRouche. I was wondering what your opinion on the guy.
I think Lyndon is politically self-serving.
Okay.
When I started hearing him, and he used to be on Republic Radio International. You probably didn't listen to us way back when.
No. No, but 2009 is my...
Okay, well, Lyndon LaRouche used to be on this network. Well, the original network. I told him, I said, look, I said, there's some people that are questioning what you're saying, what you're doing, and they want to interact with you. Well, fine, here's my email. I said, no. No, on air, he would not. He refused to do live programming. Flat out refused.
Huh.
Yeah, because he didn't want to be put on the spot. You know, and I start hearing stuff like, well, Bill Clinton's really a good president. And I'm like, what? Huh?
You said that?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm gearing up here, and I'm starting to get a little antsy with Lyndon. I'm going, hey, Lyndon, you really have to do a live show. No, I'm not going to do that. Then you're not going to be on this network. Goodbye. And,
So, well, what was he doing? Just writing or...
No, he was being Lyndon LaRouche, if you're paying attention. See,
no, but I know that, but he didn't talk on it? He would just have a pre-recorded show?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And no one call in on him. Okay.
Bingo. And nobody could call him out on a call-in.
Kind of like a Rush Limbaugh. No one calls... Well, they call
him. Well, no, they, as long as they're ditto heads, but you have to swear your firstborn that you're a ditto head. Otherwise, I think Rush Limbaugh threatens to personally come by your house and kill your newborn baby.
I mean, I listened to him when I was 25. I'm 48. I finally smartened up. After I go, Jesus Christ. All I hear is blah, 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 and a bunch of paper shuffling.
Yeah.
That's all I hear.
Well, and he's very proud of the fact that he's built this army of ditto heads that don't know squat.
Yeah, well, he's done a good job. And,
yes, he has.
So be it, you know. But another quick question, if you have the, maybe how it came about, when did it change where a politician became full-time instead of going to the farmland or going back to his business, doing what he's supposed to do, and it was just a part-time gig or whatever, and it was actually more of a nuisance to run the country?
We're digging up that information right now. I don't have a clue.
Okay.
But
I was on Mike, and he might have an idea.
Yeah,
but
Ralph,
I was like, when did that come around?
Yeah, Ralph, I was really hoping during the sequester and 17-day shutdown that our politicians in Washington, rather than being part of the problem, that they just volunteer to go home.
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, it would be. But that's a good question, because we used to have part-time state legislatures. Well, Texas is. But when they want to get in there and do their skullduggery, they'll call special session. And I think, are they still in, Mr. Producer? Are they still back in? They did this emergency thing a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know. But, yeah. All right. Hey, Ralph, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Robert in Missouri. Hello, Robert.
Hey, hello?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? I don't get to call in much because I'm usually working these hours, but I heard you talking about this 100th anniversary of the ADL, which
yes.
is funny that, you know, the Federal Reserve and the IRS are having their 100th anniversaries as well.
Robert, that's got to be just a coincidence. Coinkydink.
Yeah, And a lot of people don't make that connection that the ADL is basically a media propaganda defense arm of the Zioocracy that entrenched itself, you know, when they got the bank back. You know, Jackson got the bank out, they got it back in 1913, and then the ADL's here to destroy anybody that wants to come against this power that's been put over our country, but all the central banks.
And Robert, this has always been my argument. You let the maniacs keep ranting and raving, because by their own rantings and ravings, they shall convict themselves. The ADL and Southern Poverty Law should be grateful that nuts like myself are out on the airwaves proving how stupid America has really become. We should be our own judge, jury, and executioner. But, see, liars hate truth tellers. They will demonize. They will lie. They will try to entrap. They will do anything they can to shut you up.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting is how this connection they have to our law enforcement community. I mean, they dictate who's the bad guys are and who the good guys are to the cops, and they, through these brainwashing sessions, they basically have demonized the founding fathers, now the whole nine yards, and now this stuff's coming out with the Department of Defense saying,
Robert, this is why I have asked people, you have a conversation with that guy with the shiny badge and a gun, because he's already been told that you're some kind of nut that'd much rather pull out a gun and blow his stupid head off than have a conversation. And when I see people that know better, like the great AJ out of Austin, Texas, do his bullhorning crap, it just drives me up a wall, because he is becoming the caricature that they're accusing us of being, and it sickens me.
Yeah, and, you know, he's like your last level gatekeeper of this whole system. He's like one level above Glenn Beck. And that's where my take on AJ is. He's the last gatekeeper before you get to the real power that's over all of us, that's over all the central banks of the planet. You know, B'nai B'rith is all over the planet now. That's what's so sick. They got these operations in every country around the world, and people don't even get that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Producer. Some are and some aren't. I'm sorry, I'm having this conversation, which you're not a party to here, Robert, about state legislatures and the Fed, when they became... I don't know that the federal government was ever part-time. I don't think that it ever was, but I think at one point in time, the majority of the states were. Okay, but... We don't have exact information on that, do we? That's pretty damn sad. At any rate, Robert, anything else, sir?
No, but I just wanted to point those nexus points out of the 100th anniversary of not only the ADL, but the Fed and the IRS.
All righty. I'm going to stick around another hour here so you guys don't hang up. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. I'm going to get to the rest of this ADL stuff, because I think it should be a matter of public record. Thanks for your call, Robert. Jim in Ohio and Drew in Colorado, I'll take your calls after the top of the hour break, and then I'm going to finish this ADL stuff. Come hell or ADL high water. I'm drowning. I'm drowning in my lies.
Take America back. We must take America.